Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline Studio with my good friend Brian Bernardoni from the Chicago Association of Realtors. And on the phone for the segment is the Attorney General for the State of Illinois, Kwame Raoul. General, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
I believe that's the first time I've gotten the chance to refer to you as General Raoul.
For you, Rick, it's always just Kwame.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Take it while you can, General.
Yeah. Well, right. How about you?
Well, thank you for joining me this morning, and I think we should probably go to the top of the news here because it's something that's been in the news for the last couple of days, and that's about your office, the Attorney General's office, reviewing the sentence that was received by Jason Van Dyke over the killing of Laquan McDonald. Can you tell us what exactly, what is the procedure and what is the legal basis for this review?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to delve too deep into it for reasons that we haven't even obtained the record of the proceedings, and so it's difficult for me to get too deep into this particular issue because I wasn't witness to every day or any days of the trial and the sentencing proceeding itself. I have read sentencing memoranda. I have read case law that speaks pretty accurately to this situation, and that based on that review and based on review of my staff, the appellate staff within the office, we thought it merited further review of the record, and we have been in touch with the special prosecutor's office, working in collaboration with them to obtain the record and to review the circumstances of this sentence, which based on case law seemed unusual.
Well, and the issue being of the question under case law, under Illinois Supreme Court, about which is the more significant charge or offense, second-degree murder or the aggravated battery counts, the 16 counts there. In the judge's decision, the aggravated counts basically were tossed because of his belief that second-degree murder was the more serious crime that occurred, and the sentencing occurred there. Although it would appear that Illinois Supreme Court decisions and case law deem that the aggravated battery count is the more serious. Those are more serious charges. Am I summing that up correctly?
Yeah. I mean, there is a case that does speak to these two specific charges being juxtaposed against one another in a situation where a court had to make a decision on which was a more serious count to sentence on. Let me say this, Rick. It's, you know, because I've seen how the notion of the Attorney General's office being involved in this being characterized as unusual. To be clear, during Attorney General Lisa Madigan's tenure, first of all, I started my career out as an criminal appellate lawyer in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. At that time, Cook County pretty much handled its appeals all the way up to the Supreme Court or U.S. Supreme Court if the occurrence dictated so.
Cook County on its own would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Since such time, the Attorney General's office has, in the interest of keeping sort of a uniform approach to what type of case law is created by appeals to the Supreme Court, the Attorney General's office has asserted itself in criminal appeals from throughout the state, because what may arise out of Cook County or Vermilion County or, you know, wide variety, any one of the 102 counties taken up to the Supreme Court has impact beyond that, just that county of origin, because it impacts law for the entire state. So it is not at all unusual for the Attorney General to be engaged in these sort of matters that would go to the Supreme Court. With regards to writs of mandamus, specifically, there were three occasions last year. So the characterization of the Attorney General's office being engaged in reviewing such a case is just inaccurate on its face. Secondly, I want to just say one thing. I want to applaud the special prosecutor for his willingness to take on the case in the first place. And we have got to go back to the origin of the case where the judge called around to different prosecutors outside of Cook County to see who would be willing to step up, and Joe McMahon was willing to step up. It was no small decision to make. So I applaud him for, one, taking on the case and doing a good job.
Obviously, you know, we're still in that, you know, the fallout of that sentence. But I guess I'm curious, and you mentioned there were three times seeking writ of mandamus. But I mean, is it routine for the Attorney General's office to look at criminal sentencing, or is it something that gets flagged to the Attorney General's office?
Each individual circumstance is different. You know, most of the cases that go up in appeal are, you know, defendants' appeals.
Right. So, that's what I mean, is somewhat unique here, because it's not, indeed, you don't have really a defendant's appeal going on.
Right. But it's not unique that the AG's office is involved, right? The AG's office is going to be involved regardless if it's a matter that's being considered.
Sure, uniformity and that kind of thing.
Right. So, you know, I've seen characterization of our office's involvement as unusual on that basis, which is just totally inaccurate. You know, questioning what standing the Attorney General's office has, and that's just off.
General, you've been in office for a couple weeks now. What other areas of advocacy do you see yourself pursuing now that you've actually got the full mantle of the office around you?
Well, you know, the Attorney General's office has a wide reach, and I've been, you know, I knew it ahead of time, but I didn't know it to the extent that I know it now. after 2 weeks.
Welcome to the job.
Yeah. 2 weeks, that seems like 2 years, because, you know, first of all, you know, I've got to really applaud Lisa Madigan for recruiting and retaining a group of lawyers that are real superior lawyers who are undercompensated, not only as compared to private sector lawyers with their type of experience, their type of pedigree, but compared to other public sector lawyers of public sector employers of lawyers. And you know, we've got a really high quality staff in all across the office. But to answer your question, we're involved in both criminal and civil appeals. We've got a general law section, that a government representative section that has general law cases where we're defending the state. We're involved in child welfare cases, workers' comp cases. We've got an environmental section. We've got a public interest section that does anything from civil rights, antitrust, to some of the what you would characterize as the Trump multi-state involved litigation against some of the odd positions that the federal government has been taking. There's a consumer protection division. We have got a Criminal Enforcement Division, where we go in to the counties at the invitation of county state's attorneys to help prosecute cases. We have a crime victim services component of the office, and we've got legislative advocacy, legislative affairs, and so it's very broad in its nature. There's also the public access office that's often spoken about, where we deal with FOIA and Open Meeting Act complaints of local governments or state government agencies. I probably haven't touched everything.
So that's just day one. Day two is...
It's quite broad. Day one, you know, I got sworn in on the 14th, and I think, you know, on the 15th, we had maybe two or three cases that we were arguing before the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, involving at least one criminal sentencing matter. So that speaks to the question of how unusual the Attorney General's office is to be in the Supreme Court. You know, day two of my job, we were arguing in the Supreme Court about a sentencing matter. Day three, we were in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Kwame Raoul, the Attorney General of the state of Illinois. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearce from the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio, joined by my good friend Brian Bernadoni from the Chicago Association of Realtors, and we're speaking to the Attorney General for the state of Illinois, Kwame Raoul. And, General, you touched on some of the office duties that, you know, the vast various departments within the Attorney General's office. You touched on the one that deals with FOIA. The Freedom of Information Act, an open meetings request. And I guess there's still some question about, you know, the office issues rulings about whether a governmental body is living up to the requirements of the law. But I guess there's still some question about what's the follow-up to that. And obviously, this is an office where it's become even more inundated by, you know, requests to decide whether a government body acted properly in withholding information from a FOIA request, or whether it met in the specified rules of the Open Meetings Act. I'm just kind of wondering, where do you see the AG's office on that going forward?
Well, one of the things I started out with is talking about the, you know, compensation of attorneys. The other element of the office is that these lawyers are working hard, undercompensated, and understaffed. And the public access counselors, public access division is one such division. The great lawyers there doing great work, even people who've been critical of the circumstance recognize that we've got a great staff that work hard on the voluminous cases, you know. And so I do see it as my responsibility to increase the staff there to work through the cases that have grown year after year. I mean, I actually sponsored the legislation to create the division within the Attorney General's office years ago. Since that time, we would have never imagined the volume of FOIA and Open Meeting Act complaints that have gone through the office. So, you know, the staffing level that General Madigan put in place, you know, was put in place not knowing that the volume would grow as much as it has year after year.
General,
we're going to deal with that.
Excuse me, General. General, do you think there's enough training of local governments, park districts, other things along that line, on FOIA. It's not a matter just of the complaints coming in, but making sure that those who are serving in government understand that FOIA is there and that there's a responsibility on their end. Do you think there's enough training at that level?
What I will say is that there certainly can always be more. I think, and I think our office can serve in a function to be proactive instead of just being reactive, and they have. I have spoken to the staff in that division, and we have spoken about thinking about how we can be more proactive in order to get particularly some. Because some government agencies are better than others. Some municipalities are better than others, and then there's some bad actors. And so if, you know, we could start by identifying those who have a lot of claims that are deemed to be legitimate claims of FOIA denials or Open Meeting Act complaints that where the government entity didn't follow the law, that we could be more proactive in providing guidance ahead of time to how they should handle such requests.
I noticed a couple of times in this conversation you've referred to undercompensated attorneys in your office.
You know, I'm using your show as an opportunity to appeal to my old colleagues in a General Assembly. You know, we've been flat by in terms of appropriations since the mid '90s. The Attorney General's office brings in $32 for every dollar we spend to the state.
So maybe you should have a percentage of recovery goes back to the Attorney General's office.
Well, we can discuss all sorts of possibilities.
Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to negotiate that.
Are we in a negotiation now? Here we go.
You know, your previous guest might be able to help me out in this matter. But seriously, I think it's important to recognize the role that this office plays to the state in terms of keeping our air and water safe from polluters and in terms of protecting consumers from folks who would take advantage of them, in terms of protecting the state at large, in terms of its engagement in criminal matters, and the nature of staff that we have is a superior staff, but we're always victim of poaching because we don't compensate them at a level that would allow us to keep them more long term.
That's Attorney General Kwame Raoul, Attorney General for the state of Illinois. General, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I appreciate you.
We'll be back with more right after this.